Welcome to Real Talk, Business Over Coffee, hosted by Illini Radio Group General Manager Jamie Ulrey, where she talks with local businesses, organizations, and leaders making a difference in our community. And now it's time for Real Talk.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Real Talk, Business Over Coffee. Today, my guest is Larry Kennemore with the Rotary. And Larry, tell me what your job with Rotary is.
Sure. So we have an action group within Rotary. It's called the Action Group for Addiction Prevention. We are worldwide. We have a leader on each continent, and I'm the leader for the North American continent for the Rotary Action Group for Addiction Prevention.
Fantastic. So what does that entail? Because I know Rotary for decades has been a very involved, doing a lot of things in the community. What is this new task force's goal?
So the new task force's goal is we spent about 3 years, and with the board of directors that we have, which is made up of physicians, retired fire chiefs, these are all Rotarians and experts in their field, and just looking at what has been done in the past by the government, all these individual groups that are out there, and all the money that was spent on trying to address the issue of addiction and overdose in this country, and realize that 12, 14 years later, all this money's been spent, and we're really worse off today than we were when they tried to start addressing it 14 years ago.
Well, I think part of that is going to be the usage is up, too. When you look at the numbers, you know, per capita, we've seen a huge increase in that, and we've seen an increase in mental health issues, which a lot of times bodes into addiction issues. So it seems like that is one of those things that is a constant pivot, and I'm glad to see you guys are taking this more aggressive, forward-thinking approach to how to combat some of this.
Sure. So what we did is after we looked at everything that was taking place and what everybody was doing, realized that a majority of these groups were all working in silos, not talking to each other, not working with each other, afraid of losing their federal funding or whatever they were getting. And in fact, with Rotary, when we come to town and start our project, they want to know why we're there. They're doing that because they've been doing it. And the answer is real simple. We need to do more. Obviously, we need to do more. The numbers speak for themselves.
Absolutely. So you've recently been in the Champaign-Urbana area. What are your guys' focuses in this area?
So the focus with our action group, literally across North America, is to have a project for the local club to do to address this problem of addiction and overdose within the local community. It's pretty similar to what we did with eradicating polio. We needed boots on the ground, people in the local community. And most people don't realize before Rotary got involved in doing polio, there was hundreds of groups across the world that were doing vaccinations, but it wasn't solving the issue. So Rotary, being local in the communities all across the world, is able to do a project and solve problems. And that's what we want to do with the addiction and overdose issue.
Well, and I love the fact that you're creating these projects for the local club, because every community is going to be a little bit different with their needs. And, you know, a minute ago you mentioned a lot of groups do things in silos, and or part of the other thing is they think that there's a one fix for every single situation, and there's not. You have to customize it based on the demographics, on there's so many things, socioeconomics, everything that play into what you guys are working with. So having that local club focus in each one of your areas is going to make a huge difference in what you're able to do.
Sure. So when looking at the issue of overdose and addiction, we realized that we needed to have a multidisciplinary approach to it, all under one head, one local place. And that's why we created Project SMART. And SMART stands for S, School Education Program, M, a Medication and Safe Drug Disposal Program, A, which is our Awareness, which is our Naloxone Training, and then Recovery. We have a Recovery Program and we have a Treatment Program. So we believe that in the local community, if you implement each one of those five parts of Project SMART, it will make a difference. In fact, I'm going to tell you here in a few minutes that we've already tested and shown that it does make a difference in a local community.
Oh, I can't wait. You got to tell me that. I love these successes, because how do you not get inspired and go, okay, let's do more?
Yes. So what we do know is that when we started this project, that we wanted to have data. Mm-hmm. I mean, real live data. So give you an example, each one of Project SMART creates and produces data. Give you an example, in our awareness and our naloxone training, we do know from John Hopkins research that less than 3% of the people in the country even know what naloxone is or what it does or how to use it. But in that same report, they said it takes a minimum of 20% of the population to save some lives. It takes 40% to save a lot of lives. So an example, we come to Champaign, whatever your population is, you can figure out that you don't have anywhere near enough naloxone here to save lives. And that's literally what we did in Tallahassee, Florida, as our test project was we literally trained hundreds and thousands of people on naloxone, and they're carrying it with them everywhere. And I'll be glad to tell you we did that.
So in Tallahassee, you started this. Now, okay, for people that are not familiar, you have naloxone training, but what is naloxone?
Naloxone is a drug that is approved by the FDA that you don't need a prescription for. Anybody can carry it with them. And it's real simple. You just insert it in somebody's nose, push the button on the bottom, and you're going to save their life. In fact, I was in Tucson, Arizona, back in October, speaking at a Rotary conference, and I always visit with the police and the fire chief because they're going to tell me what's really going on in the community.
Yeah.
So when I talk to the Rotary Club, I can say, this is really what's going on. And on the way back to the hotel, pull up to a signal, make a left-hand turn, four-lane highway always, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this guy laying half off the curb in the street, and absolutely nobody has stopped.
Right.
And being a retired paramedic, I turned the corner, pulled in the parking lot, got out, walked up to him. I have pictures here I can show you. He's obviously not breathing. He's overdosed. And so I took out my naloxone, which is called Kloxxado, and put it in his nose, pushed the button, and about 55 seconds later, he was up and walking. So
Wow. The
issue is not just the overdose. The issue is how long they've been without breathing, because seconds count.
Right.
And so we need to get them breathing again. So one of the side effects of overdoses is brain damage. And so a lot of these people with their mental health issues and everything was from the lack of oxygen to their brain when they overdosed.
Wow. So in an overdose situation, we do know that seconds count, but how exactly does naloxone medically shift them back to life, basically?
Sure. So first off, I'd like to let everybody know that they don't need to be afraid to ever use naloxone, because in every state, you're covered under the Good Samaritan law. So if you do use it, somebody can't sue you. And secondly, if they're having a heart attack, they're having a stroke, or they're a diabetic, it won't affect that at all.
Okay.
This only does one thing. Naloxone attaches to the receptors in the brain, and it blocks the drug from getting to those receptors in the brain. That's all that it does. Doesn't affect any health problems or anything.
Well, and so, appreciate that. Because
what we did learn was that in the past 3 years, with this new fentanyl that's out there, is so strong that other products that were on the market, they were taking multiple doses to try to save somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came across a company called Hikma Pharmaceuticals who had just invented the new 8 milligram, twice the dosage of any other product on the market, which works faster and lasts longer. And they're providing it to the Rotary Clubs across North America for people to have. And so, I'm going to leave you one here.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I think I am like many people when we see a situation like that, fear takes over, right? We don't have the confidence to intervene. And sometimes we just don't want to be involved. A lot of that comes from fear. A lot of that is just all those different things. So empowering people with tools and knowledge will make a difference in how we react to these kinds of situations.
Let me give you an example of why this is really, really so important and needs to be done, is because in Tallahassee, where we first started this project in Florida, that Rotary Club trains all the fourth year physicians that are graduating from the university on naloxone. They
Wow.
went through school and didn't even know what naloxone was. They're training all the graduating nurses at the University of Florida every semester. They also have trained the school teachers in the school system, the bus drivers, all the food service workers, and everybody is carrying naloxone, Kloxxado, around with them.
Now, to play devil's advocate here, one of the things society says is that we're always prepared for fixing it when they have an OD. What are we doing to stop the OD?
So what we discovered in creating Project SMART is we have a pipeline that is full of people that have addiction. So we have people that are coming into this pipeline that have addiction. So how do we address that issue to slow that down or stop it so that we can spend more time with the people that are in the pipeline that have addiction, need treatment, need recovery? And so we did discover that we need to train up a generation of children that know what addiction is. is and why they wouldn't be addicted. And so in our research and our training that we learned, we had educators came to us and said, how do you learn English and math? Don't they have it each year based on your age and your grade? Yeah. Well, then we need to create a similar program that's age and grade based, because other programs out there such as DARE and Just Say No fail because you can't take a whole school full of children, first to sixth grade, put them in a room together, give them a speech for 20 minutes, and they're going to learn something.
Right.
They're all going to learn it at a different level, and some are not going to learn anything. And so we have put together an age grade based program from grade 1 through grade 12 so that by the time they graduate, they know what addiction is and why you don't want to be addicted.
Well, I think that's brilliant, because you got to think about, a first grader is not going to be at the same place a senior or junior in high school is, right?
That's
they don't
exactly
even know
right.
what these things are, hopefully, yet. And so you've got to meet them where they're at. We talk about that in all things, whether it's marketing or whatever, you've got to meet people where they're at if you expect change.
Yeah.
So I like that you are constantly doing that.
That's what the educators told us too. When they sat across from us, they kept saying that it's not going to work if you're just going to create a program and give it to a Rotary Club and tell them to go to the school and give a speech.
Yeah.
It has to be constant. And so we've really created this to be a 20-year project, just the school education, the S of Project SMART,
yeah,
to see if in 20 years what the number is and what's happened.
I love that. Well, I know that addiction is continuing to grow. There's a lot of things that are happening in our society that are changing, and, you know, we're constantly evolving. So we know more about awareness. You guys are out there doing that as well. But what is the recovery and treatment portion of your acronym?
Sure. So recovery, we do know that lots of people have spent lots of money trying to get their family members into a recovery rehab center somewhere. And I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. We know one of our Rotarians, she spent $550,000 and still lost two of her sons to overdose death, 21 and 23 years old, $500,000 later. So it was like, we need to have, for people in the local community, a way for them to check on these places to see what their success rate is. And what we discovered is the actual nationwide success rate is only 39%. So if you're going to go spend $100,000 for 6 months of rehab or recovery, the community needs to know what that success rate is before they do it. And so we have a database of people that have researched all these people, and they put it online, and we provide that database to the Rotary Club. You can type in the name of a rehab or recovery or a zip code, and it'll tell you what your success rate is. What's interesting is we just recently looked at one. I'm not going to say where it's at, but we looked at one. They charge $120,000 for 6 months, and their success rate is 9%. So
wow,
people need to know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, does health insurance cover any of these addiction rehab programs?
Oh, yeah. So let me tell you the side story to that one. So the state of Florida has a reputation of being called the Florida Shuffle.
Oh.
Everybody in the United States knows about Florida Shuffle. And that means that the people that have insurance and they can do this for their children, or they have the cash or money, they can send them down there for, say, 6 months, and they come home and they still have a problem. Well, then they still have insurance, or they still have money, and they send them back to another place again, maybe 4 months this time, or maybe a year this time. And so it's called the Florida Shuffle. So when the money runs out and the insurance money runs out, they're supposedly cured. And guess what? It doesn't take long, and they're back in their addiction
right.
again.
Well, isn't there some statistics out there that on an average, an addict will go to 2 to 3 different phases of rehab and treatment before it actually sticks? And sometimes it's longer.
It's usually longer than that. And that's not the real issue. The real issue is that they have to want to do it. As
right.
we tell people, this is a disease.
Right.
It's treatable. There's medication for it. And everybody that's in treatment is an 85% success rate. Everybody that's gone into treatment, 85% success rate. Those are facts.
If they want to go,
if they want
change.
Yes.
If you are going to appease somebody else, or if you are going because you think you want to, there's a big difference in that. You know, any type of addiction, whether it's smoking or drinking or anything like that, you have to really have that want and desire to make yourself more successful in the program. So.
Sure. Well, you know, I'm a retired paramedic, 24 years, City of San Diego Fire Department. So in a 24-hour shift, I tell people, I had an eye-opening experience about how bad a disease is and how it affects your brain. I resuscitated the same lady 3 times in one 24-hour shift. And
wow.
This is the same word she said every time she woke up. Do you know how much that cost me?
Wow.
Not thank you for saving my life. Not I know I was dying and you saved my life. Just, you know how much that cost me? And when you drive around your district as a fireman or paramedic, you see these people on the streets. So you understand what they're saying. But just think about their brain, how that's working. And this is disease. The only thing they care about is not that they were dying, not you saved their life, but how much did it cost me?
Yeah.
Because I want to go do it again.
Wow. That's scary.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I love that you guys are out there trying to do different things and you guys are shifting from all the success you had in polio and now moving it more into fighting addiction. And again, being boots on the ground, every community. What can listeners do to help or be a part of this? Or is there anything that you could tell our listeners to help out?
Sure. They need to go to their local Rotary Club, go to the local Rotary Club meeting, say that they want to work with them. Rotary Club cannot do this by themselves, the same as we did with polio. But we have the local club that goes out in the community and recruits community people to help them do this. And that's what we want them to do, is to go in the community, get those people to help them. Police, fire, EMS, Girls and Boys Club. All the Girls and Boys Clubs in Tallahassee have naloxone training every month in Tallahassee, Florida. They provide for free naloxone training.
Well, we're definitely probably going to be doing a lot of that here in the Champaign-Urbana area, so I'm glad to hear that. Now, your website for what you're doing is...
RAGAP, that stands for Rotary Action Group Addiction Prevention, RAGAP, NorthAmerica.us.
Okay, and then from that website, they'll be able to get connected with our local chapters as well?
Yes, they can.
Perfect. And then you guys can, from that website, can also learn more about naloxone training and all of the things that they are doing now with their new project. So their project SMART, School, Medicine and Drug Disposal, Awareness, Recovery and Treatment. And I know I'm missing some words, but there's a lot to this subject and there's a lot that we need to do as a community to come together and try to make a difference for others. So Larry, thank you so much for coming in today. I am just in awe of what you guys are doing and I'm glad that we're able to get the word out there and hopefully get some more Rotarians, is that what you call yourselves?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Rotarians.
Rotarians on the mission to be able to, you know, save more lives. Because what was that stat you said? 20% to save some, and then what?
40% to save a lot. So, you know, just look at the population. It's 140,000 or something like that. So figure out less than 3% of your community even knows what.
I love that. Well, again, thank you to my guest today, Mr. Larry Kennemore. He is the North American chapter leader for the Rotary Action Group for Addiction Prevention. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Real Talk, Business Over Coffee. If you would like to be on the program, you can email General Manager Jamie Ulrey at julrey@IlliniRadio.com or call 217-352-4141.